Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to this special stage show preview edition of the Inside Acting Radio Show. My guest is playwright Taimika Connie, who wrote the fantastic play Men Oh Pause, Ages of the Colors of Love. Taimika is joined by Z Cruz, Charlene Monica, and Kathleen Bradley. The play examines women experiencing menopause. The play stars Connie Middleton, Z Cruz, Johnny Taylor, Kathleen Bradley, Charlene Monica, Tiffany, Malia, Suni, and Retha. There will also be a guest poet. Now, Z Cruz is a stage TV film actor from New York City, and she plays a character named Color Blue, the Color Blue, and the Color Blue is saddened by menopause. Charlene Monica is the Color Pink, who educates the audience all about menopause, and Kathleen Bradley, who was actually the first black model on The Price is Right, and also starred as Miss Parker in the classic comedy Friday with Ice Cube. Her character is named the Color Brown, and Brown is happy and sexually liberated. Yes, indeed. The play opens September 14th at the Inglewood Playhouse, 714 Warren Lane, Inglewood, California. You can get tickets if you go to menopause.eventbrite.com or call 323-801-6335. So I see that Taimika, Z, Charlene, and Kathleen are on the board, and I will bring them on the air. Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Yes, yes. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi,
yes,
Kathleen.
Thank you. Fantastic.
It's a pleasure.
Fantastic.
Pleasure to be here. I mean, there.
Hey. Absolutely. Pleasure to be anywhere. That's right. So, Taimika, we're going to start with you. That's right. So now you've got to describe your creative process that led up to you producing this play.
Taimika? Is she there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Taimika.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. Yeah, we
this
can hear
Z.
you.
This is Z. I'm Blue. I'm not sure where Taimika is. Maybe she, I don't know what's happening.
Tamika's out being creative. She'll probably be here in a minute if she's not on the phone.
She said she was on the air.
Okay.
Hold on. I just got a message saying she was on the air. She says she's on.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Hello, Taimika.
Hello?
Oh,
there
okay. There you are. So describe you have to describe your creative process that led up to producing this show.
Okay, great. I had just finished producing a play in October. It was called Love Makeover. And so, you know, us as creatives, we're always writing and always, you know, embarking upon our next production. And so I thought, I want to do something a little more intimate, a little more, you know, a smaller production. And I thought about something for the ladies, and I started to think about, like, different issues that we as women face. And I said, what if we had, you know, ladies experiencing, like, abuse or ladies going through the change? And I just started, you know, with one character, I had one that was going through the change. And then I did some research, and I realized, like, there were many symptoms of the change. And with menopause, I saw there was hot flashes, the libido decreases, and it was just really exciting. And so I said, you know what? I started with one lady, and it just continued to expand. And then I talked to some of my older friends that had experienced menopause, and they were like, well, you know, it's not all bad. I mean, don't just write about, you know, the disappointing parts of menopause. So then I started to write, like, the liberated character, the one who's sad, who's happy, who's mad, and it just expanded to now we have 9 ladies. Many colors.
Yeah.
And everybody that you talk to has a different experience. Yeah.
It's interesting that the characters are actually colors. I think that's very brilliant how you did that. So now, Kathleen, it sounds like your character has a lot of fun in this play. So talk about Brown.
Right, absolutely. You know, as we go along, and actually my character comes a little long way near the end of the play. And for the most part, I mean, every woman is expressing, obviously, their likes and dislikes about menopause and what everybody's going through. And I think at the point when I come in, it just really brings an uplifting sensation to the whole crowd when I enter and say, why all the gloom and doom? Sisters, get over it. Life is not over with menopause. It is not. And, you know, I go on to tell people you can have a good experience with menopause. It's all about how you deal the hand that's dealt to you. And, you know, your sexual prowess doesn't have to be gone. You can still do things. Your libido sometimes does get drier, is gone. But, you know, some women are different. Some women are experiencing wonderful sexual relationship and different things happening to them. So it's like different strokes for different folks. Menopause is exactly that for different women. But I do have a really fun character, and I really enjoy having, you know, be around all the other various women and just listening when they do their dialogue at rehearsal to see how well this has been written by Miss Tamika. I'm really impressed and just really proud to be a part of the ensemble.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So now, Z,
yes.
What should audiences know about your character, Blue?
Well, Blue isn't your typical woman who would be going through menopause. I'm more going through perimenopause or menopause before you think you should be going through menopause. You're like, what is happening?
Oh, no.
Is this real? So, and I think and that's the educational aspect. Of course, the show is full of great writing and wonderful actors with that educational piece, but that's something that I learned about also, just that you don't have to be a woman of a certain age to have these symptoms. And what about those women? We're forgetting about them. And not just the women, men also, because it's a dynamic where we all have to interact with each other. Mm-hmm. As people, and how do the husbands and boyfriends deal with their significant other or their sisters, you know, moms, brothers, he deal with anyone, right? They're all going through these things, and we affect each other. So how do we move on and help each other go on with zest, right, and be complete?
There you go. There you go. So now, Charlene, your character, Pink, it sounds like she drops a lot of knowledge. So tell us about that.
Well, I'd like to begin by saying I just want to add another note about our writer, producer, director, Tamika.
Thank you.
I was blessed to be in her play called Love Makeover. And one thing I really appreciate and admire about Mika is she just doesn't write haphazardly for sensation. She has a purpose in her writing, and it's usually dedicated to a cause. Now, in Love Makeover, it was dedicated to making people aware of domestic abuse and what to do about it. It was called Love Makeover, and it was about just that, learning how to love. And this particular play is being presented during menopause, National Menopause Week or month. And so she writes about So she writes about subjects that and takes advantage of that particular time that is to be celebrated or made aware of or anything. And so that's why another reason why she wrote the play, Menopause. Mm-hmm. Now, in the play, I'm the oldest member of the ensemble, and I have been through it, been there, done that. And so I've made it my life's mission to teach other women, men, children what it's really about, how to go through it in a more peaceful way, things to make you aware one disease can lead to another if you don't handle this one in the proper way, medically, physically, mentally, spiritually. And so I just try to make people aware of what can happen to them and how to take care of it. And I try to educate the audience, especially those who haven't been through it, especially men, because a lot of times our family members don't understand what we're going through. I didn't know what my mother was going through. They didn't talk about it in that day.
That's
so
right,
now,
Charlene. Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to talk about it. You know, we
right,
want to
Charlene,
talk about it.
I have to interject Kathleen here, and like we have talked about it in rehearsals, about we all have learned what a period is and starting your period or having the curse when you start bleeding, but our families and mothers never really talked about menopause. As a matter of fact, maybe because of our era, because I'm pretty much the same age as Charlene, that, you know, they didn't think about it, or it was just not, you know, maybe they didn't even know what they were really going through.
Right.
I think a lot of people got aware of it. On Oprah Winfrey's show, Oprah used to talk about it quite a bit, which I really appreciate and miss her a lot. And I had never really heard too much about it on any other talk show or show
okay.
like that was open about it. So it is, like Charlene said, a rude awakening for some people, but it needs to be done and said. And let these
yes.
men understand why people or women have the moods that they're in and what they're doing with
yes.
it. Because, you know, they say understanding is mellow, baby. If you know what you got in front of you, you know what's happening, you can deal with it better.
Yes. And a lot of times women
well
don't
put.
Want to talk about it. Yes.
There you go.
A lot of times men.
Good time, Mika. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times men don't really want to know. You know, that's a woman's thing. But we have to let them know, no, you need to know.
Right.
What's really going on so that you'll know how to treat me. I have a cousin, and I witnessed her going through these hot flashes, and the consensus in the room was, oh, she's going through one of those hot flashes. You know what I'm like?
I know, right, right.
The poor thing looks miserable.
Well, like, stop
you know,
drinking.
How could you
yeah, we ain't going to stop drinking now. Forget that one.
Okay.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. So, Tamika, yeah. So that kind of segues into what I was going to ask you next about the men in the audience. So, when you wrote this play, I mean, what's some of the messages you would want men to walk away with?
I just want them to have a deeper appreciation for menopause. I want them to be more compassionate and just have an understanding. I in one of the pieces, the intro piece, which is played by Melina Gay, who plays Red, she says, no male bashing here. So I know a lot of times men, they think about menopause and they say, oh, that's just for women. But this is for everyone, and I want the men to walk away and say, wow, I didn't know my babe felt like this, you know, or wow, you know, maybe I'll give her a massage and make her feel better, or maybe I'll turn the air on, or maybe, you know, because it affects the libido, then maybe, you know, that's something we can communicate about. So I want to just have the dialogue between men, whether it's their girlfriends, again, their moms, just to have an appreciation, and it's not anything foreign, but to embrace it, to embrace menopause and the change, and even go through the change with your loved one, you know? So that's
right.
what
it's
I want
inevitable.
The men to walk away
it's
from.
It's going to happen to mm-hmm. almost every woman, so you might as well get ready for it. You have to get that preparation and education.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. So now, Z, I know that you've done film before. So Why did you choose stage this time?
Well, I love all formats of acting. I just love and enjoy acting so much, and I am a New Yorker, so theater is my first home. And I anything where I can teach, I'm happy. And this is something that, as we've all shared, is not discussed as openly as it should be. And it's a good thing to educate while entertaining, because when people are entertained while you're educating them, they remember more, they appreciate it more, and it just seemed like just as good as a format as anyone else. I mean, any other one. I just love acting. Acting is acting to me. It's just what I do.
And she's really good at it. All of the ladies are exceptional. I mean, they really bring life to the piece. And I'm just excited because, you know, as a writer, when you're writing something and then the next part is casting it. And I truly believe that each one of these ladies represent the color, and they do an exceptional job in bringing these colors to life. I mean, they really do. And each one of them are distinct. Like, no color is going to be the same. Like, gold, she's a spiritual woman. She's giving you the spiritual awakening. I have silver, who's the millennial. And, you know, pink, the health lady. And purple, she's going through domestic. So I don't want to give it all away, but each one of them is very distinct in the roles that they're playing.
True. Very true.
And,
yeah, I can tell.
We have something for everyone.
There you
and,
go.
I tell people, if you saw For Color Girls and Vagina Monologues, if you like those plays, you're going to love this one because it's really, you know, inspired by those pieces as well. And I give tribute to those pieces that were before me, you know.
There you go.
They were some exceptional pieces of art.
Yes, they were.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Vagina Monologues and all of that. Yeah, there's a long tradition of this kind of play.
Yeah, well, this one is so different. Let me, this is Kathleen again, tell you a bit.
Yeah.
When I was at a party, Tamika was there, and we had some friends, mutual friends, and we really just met for the first time. And I guess I probably had a few drinks too many, and I was talking and just so vibrant and exuberant, as I usually normally am with or without having a few drinks, but more so then, and we just talked and hit it off. And she just really kind of was in awe of me, of my spirit, because, you know, she kind of knew or found out who I was and whatever. And some celebrities and people are like, you just can't approach them, not approachable, but I'm not that kind of person. You know, I'm blessed to have done and been in the realm of the, you know, celebrity where I've been and where I'm going. So we hit it off real well, and I talked and talked and talked. So several months later, I get a call from her, and she's saying, Kathleen, I have this wonderful play I'd love for you to be in, Men Au Pas. I'm like, you know how many people have been trying to get me scripts and get in a play, and I'm kind of semi-retired. I'm happy here at home, great husband, family life, and all. So I thought about it. I said, send me the script. Let me look at it. She said, okay, you be Brown. I looked at it. I read it. I said, damn, she got that down for me all right. And matter of fact, she did. She mimicked whatever I was saying that night. She wrote that stuff to a T. It scared me to death. Oh, she got it down. I'm like, girl, she said, that was you. I'm like, that's me. Oh, I love it. She's done quite a great job. Like I said, once again, I'm glad I came on board here. And I think for most of the ladies, even sometimes it's a challenge. We have a lot of dialogue to remember, you know, monologue, not even dialogue. It's a monologue in every sense of the word. So we're out there on our own with no cues or anything. And for me, I'm really being tested, you know, at my age and time, too. And that's one reason I really took it on. And she's been real helpful in making sure everybody is on tune. And we got a little choreography in the beginning. And it's really going to be a great play. I really encourage everybody, if people are listening to this, to come on out and see the play. You have to.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't want to miss it. And we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so you can come any day of the weekend Make
That's
it a
right.
Do a girls trip, a girls night out.
That's right.
Yeah.
The girls trip, get the church organizations, the sorrels, the sisters, the all the fraternities and everybody. So like you said, we want the men to come out. The men must come out.
Yes.
Bring your husband.
You get brownie points.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out. They must come out. It should be a prerequisite for your man to come out with you too. I mean,
that's
the girls think maybe you can come one time with the girls, and the next time, if you approve, bring your husband. Repeat
there
performance.
You go. That's what's up. So, Tamika, now you named your company Meek Entertainment, and that was basically based on a biblical quote. So, what does meekness mean to you?
Well, it's like power under control. So it's really just recognizing your power and having confidence, but you don't do it in like a just in your face type of way. So it's like power under control. So so you know, my name is Tamika, but also I did get it from that Matthew 5:5 that the meek shall inherit the earth. And no matter how far I go, I try to remain, you know, meek in everything that I do. And sometimes I feel like, you know, with that, maybe the meekness is taken for weakness, but definitely that's what it is. It's just staying humble in every way as much as possible.
Pull up the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. There you go. And another thing about you, Tamika, I know your resume is just so extensive. I mean, you've done music. You've done, I mean, it's really it's almost nothing you haven't done. I just about got eye strain reading over your bio. I mean, how do you get so much done?
I do. I enjoy everything. I think my first love will always be acting. That's what I went to the Actors Conservatory, so I love acting, and I'm originally from Texas, and I moved out here to pursue acting, but I did my first short film that I wrote and directed, and when I did that and seeing how bringing everybody together for a bigger vision, that's what made me happy and brought me joy, and from then I just committed myself to writing and producing and employing other actors and bringing everybody together. So the focus is not on me, but the collaborative. That's what I enjoy. And so I've done so much because I love what I do. And I think anybody can attest to that. You know, I think that's how you do it. You do what you love, you know, and it continues to grow. And that's even like, you know, there's something that says to one, he gave one gift and he gave two to one and then it expanded. And so that's what I think. I just continue to do what I love. Like Z said, she loves to act. And I think in doing it, you know, you just continue to have other opportunities. That's just it.
Can I interject?
Sure.
This is Charlene Monica. I keep referring to the play Love Makeover, but okay, we started off as actors. The next thing I know, here comes a live band, a choir.
Wow.
Singers. I mean, we didn't even know all of this was coming. I played the preacher, and next thing I know, I got like organ music in back of me, just like as if I was in church or something. I wasn't even expecting it, but it made it made everything more realistic. But that's how creative she is. I mean, it was, and we were in a small space. She found the little spot for the band, the singers, and everybody else, and it was just a great time we had. She's very creative and a prolific writer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
You have a
vast imagination.
Yeah.
I want to take a right turn toward the audition process, so I'll go to you first, Z. So talk about the audition process and how that was for you.
Wow. Originally, when I came in, I did not audition for blue. What? Tamika, what color did I audition for first?
I don't even remember.
It was not blue.
Was it?
And I just remember thinking, am I old enough to play this part? I was like, is this a mistake?
Funny you should bring that up, Z. That was my thoughts exactly about some of the young girls in the
in the production and the actresses. But as it everybody's pulling it off okay.
But with that being said, we're not all supposed to be the same age, which is what you'll find out from coming to see the play, is that perimenopause can start decades before people think menopause is supposed to start at period. I came in and I was thinking, oh, I'm definitely not going to get this.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, but that is very
true.
She was
a good actress.
She covered all the realms of it, and beginning at the perimenopause. And that's real important for even like at age 30 it can begin. And that's, once again, an education and awakening and for everybody to be aware of, when, especially a woman doesn't know, recognize what's going on with the changes in her body, and she might think it's something really devastating happened, whereas nature is going, working its natural course, but as it is, it may be a little sooner for that particular young lady than for others. Yes.
So I came in, and I did not think I was going to get it. And I actually worked on another project with Tamika, a short film, and I still actually didn't even know that I was in the play. So I was doing that project, and then like about a month or so into it, she's like, oh, by the way, Z, and I found out I got surprised. She's like, that's another role. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so great. And I was super excited, like a little kid.
You got drafted.
So, yeah, I definitely did not think I got it. And I was just like, oh, well. But, you know, you never know what people see in you. And I think that actors we don't always see, well, we can't see ourselves. Like if someone's looking at you, because we're in that motion and inside of the role. And sometimes we're just not even aware of exactly what we're doing at that time. And people who are viewing, they get what they need from you, which is the art of acting. The fact that you can share and allow people to see different lights and facets of a character that you may not have even been aware of, you know?
Interesting. So, Charlene, talk about the audition process for you.
Well, it's really funny. At this point in my life, I get a lot of teacher roles. I'm a roller on a show called Teachers. I'm a substitute teacher. As I mentioned earlier, I was the preacher that teaches in Love Makeover. So I just fulfill those roles. And so I guess Meek knew I could do it. From being the preacher in Love Makeover, and she basically, you know, just asked me to do it because I had worked with her before, and of course I was excited and thrilled, and you know, because I love theater, I just love it. I cut my teeth on theater in college, and I love plays. I don't take them lightly. I don't take them for granted. I think it's a marvelous experience to get live feedback from your work. You make a mistake out there. There's no cut, you know, take two. This is it. You got to figure out how to clean it up and keep on going.
Right.
And so I'm just glad she's out there writing and giving me work because I love it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well,
there you go,
notice something, William. If you notice something really quickly, William, like when I find great actors and great people to work with in the next production I do, I call on them again. So it's about building relationships as well. If
that's
you notice
true,
that,
right.
That's something a lot
and
of
we
producers
appreciate
that
it.
Helps
we,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest thing to do when you write a piece and say, oh, let me call this person. Because, you know, the casting process can be tedious. But when you can call someone that you trust and say, hey, got this for you, let's do it, it makes your life easier. So that's definitely something inside acting actors should keep in mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Absolutely. All about relationships. So, Kathleen, so I guess in your case, did you have a lengthy audition process, or was
no,
it
well,
of
I was truly drafted.
Came in?
I said the word drafted.
You're drafted.
I was truly sought out at some point because she did really, you know, seek out to have me involved in the play, which I really appreciated because, like I said before, that I was semi-retired. You know, I've done a few things after I left The Price is Right on Friday and a few movies. Actually, I just did a movie called A Day of Trouble, which we with Hawthorne James and Omar Gooding that is soon to be released, and a couple of other TV shows, Grey's Anatomy and everything. Just a little things, you know, in life that I want to do if I feel like I want to do. Which, I mean, I've been an entertainer, actor, and on stage all my life, even with the singing group called The Love Machine back in the day, and traveled all around the world and been with Motown, Arista Records, and different things of that nature. So just being on stage, I love being on stage. There is really nothing like a live audience, you know, be it in a theater or an entertaining aspect. So, like I said, she kind of, you know, wrote that part for me in particular because I can't even envision seeing anybody else doing it, really, okay, at this point. So I think she made a wise decision. So,
yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it wasn't about an audition. It was really about us coming to a mutual agreement, which we did, and I'm glad she pulled me in, and I really appreciate it. So it's going to be turning some new tables and opening up a lot of doors, I think, for a lot of us to be seen again, and a lot of good media here in Los Angeles, and, you know, NAACP and different folks and people coming out already. The buzz is out there, and the people are wondering what it's really kind of all about. So, you know, it's just really, really happening, and I'm real excited about it.
There you go. There you go.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to take a left turn and just talk about show business in general. So, Z, I guess I'll start with you. Looking back over your career, what do you know now that you wish you would have known back then when you started in show business?
Oh, wow. That's a new question for me.
Inside,
you know,
acting.
Yeah,
hey, Z, I'm sorry, you guys. She starts. I have got to. I have a prior commitment, and I really got to leave right now. But you guys, I love everybody. Can't wait to see everybody at rehearsal. And
you,
and God
Zia.
Bless you. And you know, the show is a nice, great show. I got people hopefully listening in. So thank you for having me on. And take care. I got to get out of here. All right. Thank you so
much.
Go.
Bye. Come
on. Yes. Sorry to interrupt.
See you later, Kathleen.
All right. Bye bye, you guys.
Oh, no problem. Bye bye.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, bye.
What I know is that when I first started, it's always a game. Like, life is somewhat of a game. However, people always said, like, you have to do things this way, you have to do things that way, the way that people think that you should do it. And as I've booked more roles, I realize it's just because I don't care. I just do what I think I'm supposed to do, and I'm not trying to impress anyone. Not that I was before, but in being myself, I always kind of felt like, well, they may not like who I am, and it's okay, that's cool. But now I just really don't care. So if I come in and I'm like, well, they expect this person to be like this, I'm like, well, I'm not like that, and that's okay. I don't give it a second thought, as opposed to when I first started out. I would think, what do they want from this character? Now I just say, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to be exactly who I think this character is, because I'm the one that's bringing this character to life. Right, at least in that moment, in the audition, and in the role. And then I'm always open to taking direction. That I've always been open to, but when I was younger, I didn't really ask. So now, when I was younger, when I was younger, I would ask first, what would you like? Like, come in. What do you want from this? Now, I just do what I think needs to be done and ask for direction. So if they say, do you have any questions, it's more like, okay, well, do you have a different direction you'd like to see this go in? Because I can do them all. That's what actors do. that's why we're called actors, and we enjoy, hopefully you enjoy what you're doing. But that, I think, is the biggest thing. I wouldn't have wasted any time at all, like even contemplating just me, because I am just who I am, and I'm not going to change. And I think I'm okay. I feel like I'm pretty cool.
Well,
I'm all right.
Charlene, how about you? What's some things you wish you had known back when you got started?
Let's see. I had a large gap in between when I first came to Los Angeles, and then and I just started up maybe 6 or 7 years ago again, because I stopped to raise my family. I just didn't want to be one of those actresses that or professional people that sacrifice family, sacrifice having a family for the sake of being successful. I want it all. But I think I had fun then, and I have fun now. And I think that an actress should always stay in class. An actress or an actor should always stay in class. I'm always finding a workshop or being in a play or doing something to sharpen my tools. So I'm constantly learning and growing, and I am all very open to someone directing me, and I just try to have fun with it and be open to direction. I think that's very important. Being open to direction and thinking about it and trying to study your role. Mm-hmm. Study your role. Constantly try to find things about that character that you can bring to the table. And I just wanna be phenomenal. I just wanna be fantastic in what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So we're getting near the end of the show. So this is the fun part of the show. And Z, I'll start with you. So if you had to come up with a 30-second commercial for this show, what's some of the things you would say?
I would say that it is entertaining, educational, spiritual, enlightening, fun, good-spirited.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Charlene, how about you?
I would say if you want to be thoroughly entertained, educated, impressed, come see the show, because it's really going to be a lot of fun, and you'll enjoy it. You're going to walk away feeling that you really saw something interesting.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, Tymeka, what's your 30-second commercial?
Wow. I was thinking of that because there's so many I've had to tell people. I'm like, what's 30-second commercial? But I would say come experience the many colors of menopause. And I would say that there's definitely something for anyone who comes out. You will definitely be, as the ladies say, entertained, educated, and empowered. You're going to walk away feeling like, wow, that is a show like none other, and it's going to be an experience like none other. And you're definitely going to have a deeper appreciation for menopause. And
yes.
Then it's Menopause Awareness Month, so we're going to make you aware by any means necessary. Definitely.
That's right. And then,
Tymeka,
yes. One more time, how can fans get tickets?
Yes, you can go on menopause.eventbrite.com. You can also go to menopauseplay.brownpapertickets.com, or you can call 323-801-6335. It's everywhere. You can do on Facebook, we're at Menopause Play, and on Instagram, we're at Menopause Stage Play. And again, 323-801-6335. And you can probably Google it. I mean, it's everywhere. Men-O-Pause, and it's Ages of the Colors of Love. And we definitely have some colors of love for you. And you don't want to miss it. You have 6 shows to attend. You could do Friday. We have 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. for the latecomers. Saturday, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. So there's a time slot for you. So come on down to the Inglewood Willia G. Playhouse. That's 714 Warren Lane in Inglewood, California. 90302 would be the address. We look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. Ladies, I really enjoyed this conversation, and I really wish you luck with the production.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
thank
Mr.
you.
William Powell, Inside Acting. Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for the work that you do to continue
yes.
to inspire actors. This show that you're
yes,
doing is amazing, and
yes.
we need more. So I have
yes.
absolutely
Inside Acting. I did.
That's great. That's great. Thank
yes.
you for your kind words. Okay. Well, y'all have a blessed night.
You too.
You too.
And thank you for
you
having
too.
Us.
You too. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. All right, folks out there in Radio Land, remember to do something for your career every single day and break a leg. Good night.
Under the dark you pacify me, hold my breath. Take me down, I won't fight. Beat of my heart you drum inside me, somewhere my death makes the sound no one can find. I never met anyone like you. You're beside me till I play with you.